Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says this year's election cycle appears to be one where Republicans can make gains, both nationally and in state races. He says that's partly because a non-presidential election generally favors Republicans.
Well, just traditionally it does, but also you've got Governor Walker at the top of the ticket.
Fitzgerald says Walker supporters energized the party in 2010 and in the 2012 recall, a trend he expects to carry over to 2014. Still, this is shaping up as a year where Republicans are mostly on defense in the Senate, defending three open seats that were left vacant when GOP state senators decided to retire or run for higher office. Fitzgerald concedes that the district being vacated by retiring state senator Dale Schultz breaks both ways by the numbers.
But having a sitting assemblyman and Howard Markline being our candidate, who's been working that district for some time now, really puts us in a good position.
Facing off in a primary for the chance to challenge Markline are Democrats Pat Bomhack and Ernie Whitwer. Fitzgerald says Republicans will campaign on fiscal issues.
Certainly, I want our candidates and challenger candidates to talk about how the Republicans in the legislature have been good stewards of the state's finances.
Republicans currently hold an 18-15 majority. They're likely to pick up at least one seat currently held by Democratic State Senator John Lehman, who is stepping down to run for lieutenant governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.